This is Dave Gloetz of MrRadio.org. I'm speaking with the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky, whose column on April 4th, 2008, is titled It's All About the Olympics, and he's here with me today to tell the rest of the story. Ben, your article talks about what's behind Chicago Park District plans to revise conditions for membership in park advisory councils, of which there are many dozens all over the city. The Park District's proposed new conditions for membership are much more restrictive than current guidelines. They involve background checks, requirement for applicants to get references, and then when you get on a council, under the proposed guidelines, you can't talk to the press. You can be dismissed very easily. There's a two-year term limit, which doesn't exist now. That proposed rule about not talking to the press troubles me. Yesterday, I called Ross Peterson, who is the president of the Jackson Park Advisory Council, which you feature in your article. And not only did he answer the phone on the first ring, but he was very eager to talk to me. As a reporter, have you ever seen this kind of restriction that the Park District is proposing on volunteer members of citizen advocacy groups?
I've never seen it codified. There's a tendency in Chicago when citizens, normal, ordinary residents, are negotiating in any manner with the city, the residents, tend to become bureaucratic, like the people they're dealing with. I think it's just sort of a natural inclination. You become like the people you hang around with. So they become quasi-official and bureaucratic in such as they carefully couch what they say in vague language. They withhold information. There's a sense of importance, I think, at one level, that influences them, as though because I, local citizen, am meeting in back rooms with powerful people, I too am powerful, and that means I change my behavior and act like them. They view themselves as involved in some serious negotiations, and in that regard, the press is the outsider, and so the point is you withhold information from the press, and the press is just another way of saying the public. I know from what people have told me that many times city officials will just tell neighborhood folks, don't talk to the press, we'll work this out on our own, and then they come out with their joint statement. So I've seen it on
an unofficial
capacity. This is just a blatant attempt to control the flow of information, to have everybody speaking from the same page. That's what I keep telling these citizen activists that I've been interviewing.
But let's say that the Park District implements its proposed new guidelines pretty much as drafted. I tried to imagine the effect on what a Park Advisory Council does. Let's listen to an explanation from Ross Peterson of the Jackson Park Advisory Council on how the council interacts with parks management today.
Generally, it's an open forum. You know, these discussions take place with officials of the Park District. So not only the park manager, but frequently a regional manager will be in attendance, and frequently, you know, department heads who may have a project or have issues which fall into their department. Generally, it's with these meetings. It almost has a quality of like an ongoing conversation with certain things being resolved at meetings, and if not resolved, we try to invite in an official who can comment knowledgeably. The advisory council functions as a forum to bring, you know, the general public, people who don't have any information about the park with a very specific question, to bring those people in contact with the right people at the park district. When you have a standing meeting such as this at a facility, the field house, in the park, then it gets to be pretty widely known. You have a pretty good amount of attendance. There's a pretty good amount of community involvement.
Ben, here's what I'm thinking. Even with a reconstituted council, with new members that meet the Park District's new restrictive conditions, a council that functions effectively today could still function, as Peterson describes, as a way for citizens to give input to the Park District, because citizens will still come to the meetings, and Park District staff that are used to working with the council will still do so. What do you think?
If a council has a hot item on its agenda, a proposal that would aggravate a lot of people, then yes, people will show up, and you could have a very boisterous meeting. My concern is that if the Park Advisory Councils become adjuncts of the Park District, then they won't promote their meetings and they won't advertise these controversial proposals, that they'll act as rubber stamps and they'll become much like one of our favorite bodies that we talk about all the time, the Community Development Commission. You know, there's a pattern in Chicago with boards and bodies where they become tools of the mayor, where they lose their independence, where they stop advocating for opposing points of view, where they merely listen listen to what's told to them in back rooms and then rubber stamp it. And they'll sit in front of a room full of angry people and they won't budge. It'll so they're not even listening to the people. I think that this is a step in that direction, that this is an attempt to take away the independence of these councils, to take people like Ross Peterson, who's a very independent person, thinks for himself, is not a puppet, and replace him with someone who will be a puppet, someone who either does business with the city or by nature is afraid to challenge authority, is a go-along type, or somebody more likely who is dependent on the city for permits. That's the most likely thing. You know, you need permits to have your baseball leagues in the parks or your soccer leagues in the parks or what have you. And so it's a go-along. You play with us, we'll give you what you want. And that's the kind of attitude, that's the kind of mentality we have in Chicago. It's pervasive across the board. The Community Development Commission, the Park Board itself, the CTA, they just rubber stamp whatever they're told. So now Daley's trying to get it on the community level, that same mentality, that same puppet-like mentality.
You said that the park district may end up replacing somebody like Ross Peterson with somebody who may be dependent on the city for things like permits. Do you mean that they would actively go and recruit those people, or those people would end up being the ones who show up?
No, they'll actively recruit them.
Then they would have something to hold over those people's heads then.
Yeah, you don't even have to do that. I mean, see, most people in Chicago go along with the system. You take a look at all the boards that we have that are supposedly overseeing the operation of the mayor. If you go to their meetings, you watch them. They very rarely ask rigorous questions. They very rarely show any sign of independence. We talked about Annie Kossner from the Community Development Commission, who stunned people because she actually broke ranks and asked a critical question and showed some thought and actually listened to what people were testifying about. Most boards, they just sit there with that blank stare. I think they must train them in the blank stare. Show no emotion. You know, I've sat at school board meetings where people are yelling and screaming at them, how could you close my school? Don't you know what you're doing to me? And they get that blank stare. And then when it's all over, they say, this is good for you. We know what's good for you. And that's what they want. That's what people in Chicago, the officials, want. They want, like, automatons, all right? You know, they just want, yes, yes, Master Mayor, whatever you say. They're doing it now because the city is about to seize control of many parks throughout Chicago and stick an Olympic event there. And that will consume the parks for the next 10 years or so, or 8 years. The Olympics, if we get them, the ball will start rolling in 2010, and you can pretty much assume that construction will begin relatively soon thereafter. So your parks will become construction zones. And if you have vocal, passionate, independent-minded people who call reporters and submit to those reporters internal documents that they have picked up from their inside sources, that's problematic. But if you have your typical robotic-minded...
Yes, Master Daley.
Yes, Master Daley, I'll get what I can in the back rooms board member that we have on the school board, on the park district board, on the CTA board, on the Community Development Commission, with the exception of the great Annie Kossner, then we're just going to have yes men, and they'll rubber stamp it. This article that I wrote was really sort of a warning to Park District people. This is what's coming.
We're going to have to leave it there, Ben, but thanks for letting me help you get that warning out.
You're welcome.
This is Dave Glowatz. I've been speaking with the Chicago Reader's Ben Jarofsky about the rest of the story. When you have a chance, check back at MrRadio.org for further installments or subscribe to our podcast. Thanks for listening.